G'day and welcome to Duff's Bait and Tackle Fishing Report for the 25th and 26th of the weekend of July. Last weekend of July, really. We're moving into last month of winter, which will be into August. But we've had some great results after that big low East Coast low that we had last week, or the second week of school holidays. Timing's everything, of course, but what can you do? But that big stir has pushed some big fish into the bay, as well as activated some fish, especially some snapper and some brim off the beaches. So, look, I guess the talk of the town this week, old Pete's done it again, nailing another big snapper off the main breakwall there while fishing for brim as a bycatch. 3.8 kilos, 67 centimetres. It's as good as you'd want if you go outside fishing for him. So he got that off the end of the breakwall. A couple of weeks before that, he ended up with a 4.7 kilo one. So look, fantastic effort. Caught on a Gary Howard 3-wrap brimbo, little bit of prawn and a 1-0 hook. So there you go. Those snapper are feeding in the bay, whether it be around Little Beach Wharf in those two drop-off areas, or around the main breakwall at Nelson Bay. So they've also, that big stir has also kicked the blackfish off. Numerous reports of blackfish from the main breakwall. Fish on the inside, near the patrol boat or the outside, anywhere up there really. Just get the burley into the water. Fish, they're still biting tentatively. Some days they're biting really well, and other days they're just taking that float under. So a really light float. I recommend go to a 6-pound leader, but 8 to 6 pound fluorocarbon. I've gone to 6 pound, and less is more when it comes to bait. A rich burley and work each side of the tide there. You want to fish about 12 foot on the inside and the outside, actually, to get best results. Some nice brim also being taken off the main breakwall by Frank. Unweighted fish baits. Fished to about 38 centimetres in good condition, which is great. Just a 1-0 suicide style hook running and a 0-0 running ball sinker. Wayne O reports some good trumpet of whiting on the drift west of Shag Island there on prawn baits. If you're looking for somewhere to take the kids for the weekend, for a few Saturday mornings, okay. I think you're going to get a bit of rain Saturday, Arvo. Into Sunday, she's going to... Sunday morning's all right swell-wise. You'll probably get a bit more rain. Then it's going to go turn sour Sunday lunchtime or afternoon into Monday and Tuesday. But who cares? Because the weekend will be finished then. And I get Mondays and Tuesdays off, so that'll be about right. But garfish, good reports of them from the Anchorage breakwall. Some solid fish too at this time of year. Still some blue swimmers hanging around. Upton's Island, up in Tillabury Creek, North Arm Cove, the odd muddy up there. So a bit of a mixture. Have a look around Piggies, drift the breakwall there for some brim. Have a crack around the shortcut for some brim and work the boulders there for some brim as well on the other side. On the ocean beaches, some good solid winter brim have been coming in off the beach. Not in big numbers for this time of year. Some tarwine mixed in as well. Anywhere between the 2K mark and the 6K mark at Barubi. Pippies, mullet strips are the way to go there. Odd tailor amongst those and some salmon in the mix. And like I said, a few tarwine. They'll be swimming with the brim schools. Fingal Bay, a lot of big kelp being pushed in with that big seas that we had earlier on. So Fingal Bay Beach, go and have a look. I don't know what the conditions are actually like there and if it's formed up. But the top beach, what I used to call Granny's Beach, or that's what I was told the name of it was, that runs from the spit down to the rocks at the southern end of Box Beach. Try that strip of sand there or around the spit. They were getting some nice brim up there to about 38 centimetres during the week. Have a crack for some tailor around any of the gaps in the kelp, metals or... full pillies on gang hooks would be the way to go there. Northern end, 1 mile beach near Middle Rock. Some nice tailor being taken off there in that hole. Also the odd small jewfish on worm baits. Ocean Rocks, Telegraph Point, they're getting some snapper there to about 2 kilos. Big Rocky, getting some nice squid down there. Still some lobsters coming in from around Big Rocky as well. Reports of blackfish from Barubi, cabbage baits and Boat Harbour as well. Fingal Island, if you're going to go across there and have a crack, you might get yourself a red, get yourself a brim in the grit hole there, or alternatively have a crack at the Taylor around the rocks there. Just those Halco lures or any metal lure work off the surface there. Outside, look, obviously, and I heard lots of reports this week about Little Beach boat ramps being sanded up pretty heavily, so I've been in the shop all week. I haven't had a chance to have a look, but I've had half a dozen blokes come in and tell me, so just be mindful of that. It might be worth avoiding the headache and just launching at Soldiers Point, even though it's furthest away. It's a matter for yourself, but just be aware of that. Some quality reds being taken, like I said, after that big stir. Fish to 60 centimetres, out of light. Well, you don't even have to go that far. You just go to the break wall and get one 67 centimetres. There you go. So they're an amazing fish, the old snapper. They're in all depths of water, aren't they? So the out of light producing the fish to 60 centimetres on floating fish baits. Big Tommy doing well too. Fish to about 45 centimetres with the odd drag thrown in the mix. Big Island producing bream and reds from the washes on the eastern side. Heaps of bonito reportedly out there, actually, so it might be worth it. The water's still a little bit warm. So up around the island, Cod Rock, Jim's Leap producing reds. The sisters, all at try those areas at first light. They're a bit more shallow. Then hit North Rock. Been getting some small kingfish off there. Little Gibber producing some drummer in around the washes. Also some tailor on metals. Salted muller fillets working well about the 40-metre mark for the flathead drift. So all in all, conditions, I think, for Friday, which is today, and then Saturday morning will be all right. Sunday morning will look all right too outside. Just have to watch that weather. And there's another low forming up north, so that'll be coming down. So we just have to see where that forms. And that'll bring rain and southerly winds again, I think so. But my understanding from the forecast is that's not till roughly Sunday afternoon, but just keep abreast of it. If you're after snapper, if you're after reef locations rather, I've done a card up with all the reef locations, 1 to 44 reef locations, and the distance they are from Tomaree. So pop in the shop, they're free, so just grab one of them, and maybe one or two reefs you haven't got in your sounder, then you're welcome to this, and it might help you out. Righto, tight lines. Talk to you next week.